RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 468, live on YouTube. If it's a Wednesday, if you're listening on podcast or on Radio St. Pete, well, sorry, you missed it. Tune in next Wednesday around 4:30, between 5:30 and 4:30, maybe even 6:30 sometimes. You know, time is a flat circle, and we can't really determine what time even means. But with me is my good friend Anna Hummel.
Hi.
There she is from the Bubba the Love Sponge show. And I'm Will Koontz from the Johnny B show. And it is a unspoken thing. But I feel like I should mention that because sometimes if people are listening on Radio St. Peter podcast, they might not know. But we're credentialed experts in the field of broadcasting. We have. What are you looking at like that for? What's that supposed to mean?
I agree with you.
You got wide-eyed.
No, I agree.
We're supposed to be doing this, okay? Just so you know.
Yeah,
I feel like I need to say that because I was telling Anna personal things off the air about my current life situation and work and all that stuff. Anywho, welcome to the program. Big day today here in the city of Tampa Bay. Tom Brady retired today.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure this time.
He's not going to come around, what was it? 2 weeks later? 6 weeks later?
Yeah.
And say, what? I still got some stuff I got left on the field. Will! I got to go play football, Will!
Look, that would be great. Although I think he knows that people would hunt him down and hurt him badly if he did something like that. He said that when next time he retires, it's going to be final now. Is that true? I don't know. I think this is it, though. I would say 95% sure that this is it. What's the old saying, George W. Bush? Fool me once, shame on you.
Fooled again. Fool me twice. Basically, I can't get fooled again.
Can't get fooled again is essentially what happened with that. And I think this is really it. And I was sad, you know, woke up. One of the first things I did was hopped online this morning and there was a video from Tom Brady and he was sitting on the beach. And oh, I should just play it, shouldn't I?
Yeah. It's not long at all. So
it's not. It's very short. He got right to the point with this one. Let's I should have done this beforehand. I'm not a very good producer. There he is. Okay. Now I got to share this. Oh, my God. I need somebody, Anna, to do this.
I thought you were a credentialed expert in the field of broadcasting.
I am. I'm a competent broadcaster. It's just like I can only do so many things at one time, you know?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. There he is. Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if we can hear it.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
There it is. Wow. That's emotional. On the beach somewhere. It was. I want to know if he was on the beach in Miami or on the beach in Tampa. I couldn't really tell.
It's hard to tell.
In the Tampa Bay Area.
Someone said Miami, but that I work with and I know I'm with a lot of sports guys, so they know where Tom Brady is at every moment. But yeah, not quite sure. But as someone who isn't really affected or care about sports very much, if I may share a few thoughts, the first thing that came to mind was, if you would have gone through with this, like you said you were going to last year, would you have saved your marriage? I don't know. And here's the thing. It's not like he went to go play an amazing season and win the Super Bowl. Because in that event, like, all right, that might be worth a marriage to be like, yeah, F you, B word. Like, I freaking did it. But he didn't do it. And it was all about, the whole season was about him slipping and being too old and the divorce. And it was just like, he was, wow, so wrapped up in all of the drama with his personal life. Seems like he really wasn't able to perform. Now, I know he's been under pressure before, so I don't know if it was because of the divorce. I'm sure that didn't help. Or if it was just he's getting old, or if it was bad luck or whatever. But could he have saved his marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, I still feel bad that Tom gave up Giselle for that guy. Right.
Yeah,
thanks.
I tweeted that this morning.
My own thoughts without me even knowing. So, yeah, it just seems like it would have been the Hollywood ending. Granted, the Super Bowl that they won wasn't last year, it was the year before, but still to finish what you came to do, win a Super Bowl, stay married, possibly. Again, you don't know what's really going on, but was it worth it, that horrible season, and to not win and then retire a year later? Did that really make that much of an impact? I feel like all it did was hurt him and his life.
It was a big gamble. And yeah, I feel like this season was supposed to be so much better. And to go out like that, you know, his three seasons in Tampa, made the playoffs every time, won the Super Bowl the first year, got to the NFC divisional final. The Rams ended up beating them and then went on to win the Super Bowl. So he's two games, you know, away from the Super Bowl. And then this year just eke it into the playoffs when the hopes were and expectations were really high. And, you know, coming out of retirement and the drama that came with that, you just felt like it was going to be a great season. And it just wasn't. It would have been better if we would have just been put out of our misery so much sooner as a fan base, eking into the playoffs like that, and then just going out like punks. I mean, just getting whooped in that.
Who was it? The Vikings? Who took
Cowboys? Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Who the Bucks beat in that first game of this season, and things looked like they were going good. Cowboys were favored to be, you know, a contender for the NFC, and as was Tampa, and they collided first game. Bucks took them out, and everybody was like, okay, we got this. And it just didn't, that was pretty much the highlight of the season. It just really didn't get.
Was the first game?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the biggest win.
The first game.
It was very shaky from there on out. It wasn't very fun to be a fan. I know he had a bad time. I saw he lost like 15 pounds. He obviously got his divorce. He had a hard time. And it's a shame how it went out, because you kind of want that storybook ending for him.
Yeah.
You know,
you want that Hollywood ending. And it's a shame it didn't happen that way. And I kept like reverting back to what Jerry Seinfeld did, you know, and everyone called him crazy when he quit, when he was at the top of his game. He took the show out and it was 10 seasons strong. It was, ratings have never been better. And he goes, we end the show here now. And everyone thought he was crazy. My dad was pissed when that happened. It was the best thing, because you know what? People don't remember any bad seasons or episodes of Seinfeld. It was just the greatest sitcom that people remember ever, you know, in the Mount Rushmore of sitcoms, I would say probably number one is Seinfeld, or up there. I know it's up for debate, but there was no like it overstayed its welcome or anything. It just, it ended while it was on top. And that's what I think that the best thing that you can do as an athlete is as well, is not wait for you to get bad and kind of have to be shoved out, but versus you taking yourself out of the game when you're at the top of your game. But like you said, it's like, is there anything left? Could he have won another Super Bowl? You know, so it's like you said, it's a gamble.
It was a gamble. I mean, by all, you know, performance the year before, they were so close. It was just a blown coverage that really, you know, beat them. They almost beat the Rams. I believe they would have beat, I think they played, I think it was San Francisco. And I think at that point, they probably would have beat San Francisco. You know, this is off the, you don't know. But I think that if they would have beat the Rams that year, last year, they would have probably gone on to win the Super Bowl, especially if the Bengals ended up being there as well. But, you know, it's all theoretical. So he came back. He wanted to risk it all. I mean, he risked it all. He gave up Giselle. And
I think that's what we know as fans or a society, but we don't really know what happened with their relationship. But in our minds, we're like, oh, because he came out of retirement. So, you know, you don't really know, but that's what everyone kind of assumes.
You can make educated guesses. And, you know, she, for example, when he won the Super Bowl, when he came to Tampa, won the Super Bowl, there was audio of her, you know, celebrating with him. And she, I guess he had a lav mic on or something. And she went, what more do you have to prove? And then he went, I'm coming back next year. Not done. Right after. And it was like, so she didn't want him to play anymore. She expressed that.
He said that at the Super Bowl when they won.
We're running it back. Yep. And everybody went buck wild in that stadium. And this was after she was like already expressed concerns about his health and spending time with his family. And also she wanted to get back to work. She gave that interview and he was like, no, I'm still going after it. And then she left him. And
well, no, because he come back. This was after the Super Bowl. So they won the Super Bowl in 2021.
Yep.
And so didn't he do like one more year to 2022? And then he said he was going to retire. Yep. And then he came back out of retirement. So it was one more year, right? Like, okay.
Yeah. Well, it was the Super Bowl win. And then he said he's coming back. And this was after the Super Bowl when she was saying, what more you have to prove, walk away. In retrospect now, that probably would have been a good move. Hindsight's always 20/20. But that would have been the way to go out. Coming to a new team, first year, boom, Super Bowl, I'm out. See ya.
Right. But question, because I don't know this, did he have to play at least 2 years? Because everyone kept saying, like, at least two. Was that what the contract said?
He signed.
So he had to at least 2 years in Tampa, so he had to play that second year, or?
There was, this is beyond my pay grade as far as sports goes, but it's contract stuff. I think he signed for 2 years. He could retire and walk away, but he was under contract for 2 years. Then he added another year to restructure his contract to get more money so they could sign more free agents.
So
but that was,
if you're under contract, you can retire?
You can retire, yeah. You can retire at any time.
Not like, I mean, given that you're healthy, like you're not forced to play.
Right.
Okay, so you can walk away essentially anytime you want to after the season's over, sort of deal. Like,
but the team still holds the rights to that player. So if they come back and they go, I want to go somewhere else, they go, okay, well, we can trade you and there has to be some compensation given to the original team. And there was some talk about that with him maybe going down to Miami and playing, which ended up getting blown up thanks to Brian Flores. So we got Brady for another year because of that. I wasn't as sad this time, especially after the way the season went. You were kind of like, oh boy, maybe he is done. Maybe it's just, you know, father time catches up to us all and maybe this is it for him. I don't know if that was the case. I think he just had a tough emotional go of it. I'm sure we'll find out he was dealing with some sort of injury. He's 45 years old and I already got burned once. So it's like, you know, I hate to pull it back to this, but when a chick breaks, a chick breaks up with you or a dude in your case, and you break up for the first time and it's devastating. And then you kind of have this off and on type of thing for a little while. You've never done
that, but understand. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, like, you know, I've had those, I'm sure a lot of people have, where it's kind of like off and on, like you're broken up and then you get back together. And then after a few weeks you break up again and eventually it kind of just fizzles out. Now this was only one more time, but I kind of relate it to that where I knew it was coming to an end. You knew it wasn't going to last and you were just like, well, what's going to happen? And then it kind of got teased again. It kind of, the carrot got teased, like, where's he going to go? you know, maybe he is going to continue playing. Reports are saying that Tom's going to continue playing. The Las Vegas Raiders are in contention for Tom Brady. You know, San Francisco, he's from that area. You know, they have their quarterback went down with an elbow thing, and he's going to be gone for the year. Now, this would be a great time to give Tom Brady an opportunity to come in there. They're just a quarterback shy. And I was like, that would be nice for Tom. He would go home to his hometown team. They got
from the Bay Area.
Yeah. Yep. From the Bay Area. And he grew up a 49er fan. I was like, that would be kind of cool. I want that for him. You know, if he were to go to another team, it would sting a little bit, but I get it. And that would be the storybook ending. The 49ers are stacked. He definitely could probably do something there. But he wanted to stay on the East Coast because of his kids and stuff. So we didn't know. I was talking about it last night, and I kind of speculated, like, maybe he could come back here and play again. And then this morning he's like, no, I'm done. So it was pretty quick. I didn't really expect it to be that fast, because there was that famous, I'm sure you played it on your show, where he was doing his podcast with Jim Gray. And Tom, what's it looking like? Are you going to retire? And he was like,
that where he threw down some profanity. Yeah. Which is unlike Tom Brady, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, if I knew what I was going to F and do, I would have F and done it already. He's like, okay, Tom, well, sorry about that. Let's move on. So I don't know. I just feel bad again. I keep referencing, he threw away Giselle and these beautiful children, robotic autonomous children that he has. For that, just that Bobo booty run, that one last run. And now, I don't know, like what, like you said, like, was it worth it? I mean, obviously we know the outcome now, and no, it definitely wasn't worth it. Now, Tom, don't worry about Tom. He's got, I know Giselle has another man in her life, and apparently he's got a new woman in his life. Let me pop.
Is this that woman that everyone said that it was, and we didn't know? And it's like that Slovakian.
Yeah. Mom. Yeah. This is her.
Are there any pictures of them together? Yeah. I mean, are there any pictures of them together, or is there, cause it seems like she's just posting about him, and I have not heard him make any comments about her. So.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's possible it's 26-year-old, what is she, Slovakian model. This is apparently his new. Now, I found something else interesting about this lady. Quite clearly, she's a model. She's gorgeous. She's a 10 out of 10. But there's no redeeming features about her. She looks like an AI-generated model. Like, if you put in the chat GPT or whatever that
redeeming quality, what does that even mean?
Meaning that she's clearly, she's flawless. Like, she doesn't even have a snaggle tooth. You know, you only.
Hard to tell she's not smiling with her teeth, but yes, go ahead.
There's nothing that kind of sets her apart from just being like, doesn't it look like an AI adaptation? Like, did you see the photos this week of the AI creating, essentially pornography, but it's scantily clad ladies that aren't real women. They just took the features of these.
To be honest with you, because I just got back from a mini vacation. I really tried to tune out most of the news, but I did see something on Drudge, just a title of an article saying that robots will replace porn stars. And I was like, I don't even want to get into this right now, but I did see that.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing, and that basically what it was. It was small bikini tops, busty ladies. There was one that I really liked that was the front of a woman who looked a lot like this lady right here. And instead of, she had her torso that was spun the other way, so her butt was in the front. And the AI created that.
Right.
And that is obviously demonic, but also I went, oh, that's interesting. My lizard brain kind of triggered for a second before I went, no, demon created that. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I went, oh, okay. Sorry, me. But she has nothing. I mean, quite clearly, she's gorgeous. She's a model. But there's just nothing special about her. She is a 10 out of 10. But when you get the 10s out of 10s in the room, and then you start rating the 10s, she's about a 5 out of 10 out of the 10 out of 10s. Does that make any sense?
No. No, you don't. If you're 10 out of 10, that you're telling me this is the perfect woman, aesthetically speaking, and I wouldn't disagree with you. She's very beautiful. But sometimes the most beautiful people in the world, like, the reason why they're beautiful is because they don't really have any asymmetries or things that make them stick out, any noticeable flaws. Because a lot of times that's what will draw your attention, and that's why most people aren't 10s out of 10s. Because maybe the nose is a little bit big, or maybe the eyebrows are a little bit too far apart, or, you know, the lips aren't even, whatever the case may be. But when you have someone that kind of almost looks like a robot, and to be honest with you, those pictures, at least the one on the right, was probably filtered to some degree, but let's just say that they're not. The reason why it seems like she doesn't have any redeeming qualities is because she doesn't have any flaws. So it's kind of, It's in a weird sort of a way, she kind of like, she almost blends. And I don't know if you've seen any like computer generated images of like 10s out of 10s, but a lot of times it's just like the average of many faces, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that's what she looks like to me.
Right. Yeah.
But it's clearly, I mean, like I said, she's clearly beautiful. It's just that like when you, like I said, when you rank the 10s out of 10s, I think she would probably be a 5. Like, I want Tom. Tom is a very handsome man. Would you agree or disagree with that? How do you feel?
Yeah, but I mean, his good looks is really just like the icing on the cake in terms of what he's accomplished in his status. That's what women really care about. And to be honest, that's usually what men care about with other men as well, is obviously strength and athletic prowess, but mostly just status. And if you're a champion, if you're a winner, even if you're not the most attractive man, you're still a high value man for sure. So, but yes,
I want him to get back with Giselle. That's what needs to happen. They're the perfect match or the perfect combo. It is that fairy tale type of combination. The, you know, she's old now. Like, Giselle is old, but so is Tom. And
but age is different for men and women.
I know that, but I see Tom with like old ass Giselle. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see him walking around with this bimbo on his arm. I just don't. Like, I feel like he deserves better. And clearly she's a 10, but I feel like he deserves more. Like, there's just nothing about her that.
In what ways do you think that the Giselle can provide in ways that this woman can't? Besides the fact that she's just the mother of his children, but.
I don't know if it's the age differential. She's 26, Tom's 45. That's a little weird.
I'm so shocked that you're saying this.
Why?
Like, it's kind of refreshing, and maybe I've been poisoned by the red pill community, and to some degree I certainly have. But what society values about women obviously is beauty and youth, and those two things are often very much linked. So when you talk about someone who is like an alpha, grade A, elite, high-value man like Tom Brady, most of the population is going to say he needs to be with the youngest, hottest, most beautiful chick, because that's what he deserves, is because he's such a high quality man. And a high quality woman, typically, as far as society is concerned, is not necessarily one that's weathered and has lots of children and is full of wisdom, but one that is young and virile and youthful and beautiful and a model. Basically everything Giselle was 15 years ago. So I'm delighted that you're not kind of singing those same songs, but I'm also somewhat surprised, I guess, because I thought you'd be like, F that ho, you know, like, he needs to be with the younger, hotter version of Giselle, because that's literally what everybody is saying.
Yeah, no.
So I'm actually very delighted that those are not your sentiments.
I would think, I don't know, maybe he's just been in too many relationships over his career. Like, I would imagine he had a lot of access to, you know, he played football at Michigan, and he seems like kind of, he seems a little square. I don't know what his time was like in college or anything, but he seems like he might've been kind of a little bit nerdy. I don't know, but he's still the quarterback.
I don't think he's nerdy. Again, I don't know anything about him, so Please take
not
my
smart
opinion.
Nerdy. A dork. Maybe is a better word.
No. He is so disciplined that he's like a robot too, in a way that it's like not nerdy, but in my mind, as someone who is. Now, I'm not going to say I'm as disciplined as Tom Brady. I'm not going to make that claim. But as someone who is as routine-based as I am and who is obsessive and compulsive as I am, I can kind of spot it in other people. So with him, he probably is like, I need to be in bed by no later than 9:17 p.m. Otherwise, you know, S is going to hit the fan. And I need to eat at this time, and I need to eat exactly this, many calories, and I need to start my fast at this time. And I need to start cryotherapy at this time. Like, in my mind, he's so regimented and so focused on being such an elite athlete. And he's done that for so many years. It's like he doesn't know how to turn that off.
Mm. Okay. I mean, maybe that's true. So maybe I just question if he didn't bang enough. Does that make any sense? Like, because he was married to Giselle for a period of time. I know he had a child with Bridget Boynahan. And I don't know what else his dating history consisted of. I don't know, but I'm sure it was just like a few models here and there. And he seems like he might be a relationship guy where he kind of gets with one and then sticks with her for a while. So maybe he just hasn't, if that's the case, he's already kind of done his thing. He's already procreated, and maybe he just wants to get his freak on now, which I think that's fine. And if I think this is the perfect candidate to get that done right here. Yes. Then that's what he needs. If he just wants to get it on, then this is the perfect lady to do that with for him. That's like that is a low investment opportunity for him. And she's stoked because she gets to be with Tom Brady for a period of time. It'll probably do wonders for her career, and it might make her the next Giselle Bundchen. I don't know, but I feel bad for his children, and I feel bad for Giselle. Seems like they had a good thing going. I don't know what the dynamic was there between those two. They seem weird.
I know this sounds weird coming from me, a woman, but just speaking purely in terms of relationship dynamics, her success was part of the demise of that relationship. Because if she didn't have that money, And obviously in the divorce, she could have potentially gotten half, whatever. Maybe they had a solid prenup, so she only got 20%. Who knows? But the fact that she was able to be like, I don't need your money, and I'm a very successful businesswoman model on my own right, that I'm not defined by you and your success, where most women would be. Most women are not Giselle Bundchen. They would have been Tom Brady's wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's their title.
And I kind of like that.
Think about anybody else who is an athlete and their girlfriend or wife. It's just that they are the wife or spouse of that elite superstar athlete. They're not their own person, but she was.
Yeah.
So that's why it seemed like they were such a powerhouse together. But when you have two people that are kind of like, even in terms of like making power and making concessions, she's like, I don't have to wait around for you. I want my own career. I've done this all on my own before. I can do it again. I don't need you. You didn't make me who I am. You know, because if she went into this being Tom Brady's wife and a homemaker and not a businesswoman, like, she would have been fine with him doing his stuff because she would have gotten her identity through his success.
Mm-hmm.
But Giselle, that wasn't the case. She was already famous when they got together.
Yeah, she was it's freakish, just the odds of becoming what she did become on her own. I mean, she had to go through a lot of crap, I'm sure, and be one of those select few that make it through that tumultuous, trail of modeling, but she has more money than he does. And that's what I like. I don't really care about celebrities that much. Tom Brady kind of being the exception because I like football and he was on my team. And I like that. But when I think about other celebrities like Jay-Z and Beyonce, like, I like that those two are together because they're both very successful. They're both major stars. And you go, that makes sense. I like that. Maybe it's just my autism, where I kind of just like things to fit together well. in a line.
I think everybody likes a power couple. I think everybody likes to think that they would one day be a part of a power couple. I think women typically like the idea more than men. So I, because usually it's, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, but usually it's the, not always, I shouldn't make that claim, but at least in the world of sports, it's usually the man that's the superstar, and the woman is kind of like his cheerleader, and that's totally fine. And to be honest with you, that's probably healthier in terms of like family dynamics. But when both people have the power, you know, they start to not infringe on each other's roles, but it's like, no, you can't claim that you're doing this for the family, right? She can't say like, you're doing this for the family. We have enough money. I'm richer than you. So don't act like you playing football is to putting food on the table. You're doing it for you because you're obsessed with the fame, the glory, the attention, the whatever, you know, being the best ever and being the best ever for potentially generations to come. You know, I mean, so who's the next person in line in terms of, let's just say, Super Bowl wins? Like, how many did they win? 3, 4? I mean, he's won 7. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. I don't even know who would be. I guess Patrick Mahomes behind it? I don't know.
I mean, how many wins does Patrick Mahomes have?
And 1 or 2? 2, maybe?
But, and he's also much younger, so he has time.
Sure.
But you know, nevertheless, it's not like he was doing this Nick Foles, to be probably. A provider. It was clearly his ego, which I'm not saying is necessarily even a bad thing, but that's clearly what was on the line is his ego. And he gave it all up for his ego. His marriage, you know, is the horrible last season, whatever it is, his family life, stability, all for, he didn't do it for the fans. He did it for himself, and that's okay. But, it can mess you. It can mess your life up. You know what I mean? Clearly. So.
Right. Yeah. And in retrospect, it probably wasn't worth it. Again, hindsight's 2020, but I don't know. I hope that they somehow find a way to reconcile. It's not like they're both. She said she wanted to get back. Shut your old ass up. You guys need to just be together. Let Tom go do TV. I'm sure you can hire a nanny and go do whatever you're going to do. You're old now. You can't really model anymore. I mean, I guess you can now in this climate. Maybe I'm wrong because you got Lizzo as a supermodel now. So I guess if you just got a few wrinkles, you can still be a supermodel. But I don't know. I just, when I pictured it and I heard about this today, my friend said, oh, check out his new chick. And I was just like, I don't know. I don't like this. It doesn't feel right. She looks fake. And keep your comments coming in, guys and gals, because we're going to get to those in a second. I see some comments on this. We're going to go over them at the end here. It just didn't sit right with me. And it's none of my business, obviously. And he could do what he wants, and he will. And I'm sure my opinion won't mean anything. But just, I liked that they fit together so well. And they just, he was the biggest superstar in sports. She was the biggest superstar in modeling, fashion. I like that. They fit together really well. And now it's over for that one oboe-ass last run.
What your problem with the situation is, as well as mine, is that we had this perception that they had this like perfect life. They're both like athletic, talented, good looking, charming. Like they had all these great qualities in it. From the outside, it seemed so perfect. But, you know, we don't know anything that was going on behind the scenes. And to be honest with you, this has probably been an issue for many, 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 many years. Like, I don't think that this is something that just popped up in the last season of 2022. You know, but it can ruin your fantasy of like, wow, you know, you want to think that the perfect couple exists and that they're together and they made babies. So they're putting those incredible genes into the next generation. But at the end of the day, you know, it probably was nothing like we thought it was. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure not. It's just, it's a dang shame. I hated to see him go out like this. I hate his new girlfriend. I hate Giselle. It's just a sad, we kind of sold our soul for that one Super Bowl and we ruined people's lives. The city of Tampa has ruined Tom Brady's life. He gave it all for us. He
gave it all for himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's fair. Yeah, I know. He didn't even want to play in Tampa anymore, but he was just like, I'm under contract. I either have to play here or nowhere else. But I still want to give him, on his day of official retirement, February 1st, 2023, I want to give him props for the things that he did for the city of Tampa, for the Super Bowl. And I'm sorry that Todd Bowles and the players and maybe even yourself failed you at the end. You deserved that storybook ending with that career. It would have been great to see. And I'm very sad that it's not coming to fruition, unfortunately.
And he retired exactly 1 year ago today, right? I saw that.
I think yes. Yeah, that's right. He did. Because I changed my anniversary with my girlfriend for that day. We moved it to tomorrow because I was like, I'm going to be thinking about this too much. So we moved it to the second instead of the first.
Will this be your second anniversary?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
We didn't really have a set date anyway. We kind of just said that. I was like, I'll remember February 1st. So let's just do it that way. We didn't really have like, will you be my girlfriend type of stuff. It kind of just happened. So we settled on that date. But so tomorrow's my 2 year anniversary with my lady pal. It's very fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Mine is actually on Valentine's Day, which is disgusting.
Well, that's okay. I like that. That's a
really
good. I almost thought about doing that too, just because you kill two birds with one stone.
Well, don't you think that that's kind of.
Yes. It is. You mouth the slur, and it is. You're right, but also it is the day of love, and you know, it's
better.
Just for you know, maybe it's my autism kind of coming out, but just it lines up. It's a day of love. It's an anniversary. You don't have to do one thing and then do another thing. You could just do one thing, and it covers both holidays. Okay. Boom, it's efficient. It's good, and a little, as you said.
Yes, I also wanted to move the date one day ahead to the 15th because I thought that would be less lame.
But yeah,
just kept it as is. So
yeah, I think it's nice. Although it's going to be tough for you to get dinner reservations if you go anywhere.
Oh, we're not doing dinner. We're doing lunch.
Oh, lunch.
Because I got a jujitsu in the evening. Oh, so okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's go over these. I know you got to get out of here. Speaking of. Got a few comments here. Kevin wanted to let you know, Anna, that he heard you wanted to start reading books. And he's got a suggestion, which is Surprise Kill Vanish by Anna Jacobson. He thinks you'll like it. And it's about the history of the CIA.
Oh, yeah. She's been on Rogan a few times. I actually learned about Operation Paperclip through her. I think he's talking about Annie Jacobson.
Okay. Right. Yep. Ryan Baum says the homemade Jim Gray podcast. Yes, that's right, Ryan. This is my Jim Gray impression. It's not very good. Thank you. Sir Neil, he says, don't all IG models have that same look, cookie cutter? Yeah, but there's some that have features that I don't know. Like I find that those ones that look like they're generated by AI just seem to be cookie cutter. I like something weird. I like I don't like moles necessarily, but if they got something going on that's a little snaggle tooth, you know, maybe a wonky eye a little bit, just something to kind of spice things up a little bit. And you're that hot because it doesn't look like you're fake. It looks like you have a flaw, which means you're kind of more real, if that makes any sense. Jason Clark says, I hope her only flaw is IBS. I don't hope that. That would be really bad for Tom.
Yeah.
And Neil said that any woman Tom dates must be on the same level or better than his ex-wife. If not, the public would judge him. Yeah, maybe.
Public judges him anyways. Like, yeah. I mean,
yeah. I don't think really. He said you can't date he couldn't date a six. I don't know. Of course not. He couldn't date a six, but he could date clearly. A 10, that's a 6.
He can have anybody he wants.
I don't know.
He can have pretty much any woman he wants. Any woman he wants. Even as a loser, he can have any woman he wants. That's how much power he wields, for sure.
He's definitely probably in demand. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And Jason, we'll end it here with this one. Anna and Will are the power couple of podcasts. Oh. Love the show. Thank you. I agree. That's so true. So true. Many such cases, Jason. All right, Anna, thanks so much for your time. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And, you know, tell your friends about the show. Let them know this is fun.
I do.
And, you and, of course, Jason and Sir Neil and people that are watching now, Ryan, you know, go, hey, I got this cool show. Check it out. WillsYouTube.com. They do a live stream on Wednesdays between 4:30 and, you know, midnight at some point. So go subscribe, click the bell, and enjoy that, or get audio-only podcasts. When we're not on the air with the Johnny B Show, which is often, I usually try to get a video out. Johnny B's been on a bunch, and, you know, I'll do...
When does hockey go until?
Man, I think into April, but then you got the playoffs, and the Lightning are kicking booty, so they'll probably be in the playoffs, and it could go all the way until summer, probably. It's a long season. It is the longest season of all sports. And then they get like 2 months break, and then it's preseason, and then they're back to playing hockey again. So we're going to root on the Lightning, but those nights that we're not on the air, I do a video and an extra podcast. So you can get it at HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, combined into one word. I know a lot of people listen audio only. I consume my podcast audio only. So go get that. Give it 5 stars. You know, again, tell a friend about it, share it on your social media. That stuff really helps. I'm looking into getting a phone line so we could take calls during these. I think that would be really fun. It's just a matter of me investing in that technology. And maybe with my new situation, Anna, that I was talking to you about, the scams that I'm trying to run, maybe soon I'll be able to afford those things. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, again, tell a friend about it. Enjoy it. Follow me on social, home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram. For Anna Hummel, my name's Will Kuntz. We'll talk to you very soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.